Hey guys, thanks for checking this video out. This is going to bring you something a little bit different than what I normally do. It is almost summertime, and for me, I have a lot of people over, and I'm a straight tequila drinker. I don't make a lot of cocktails. So what I wanted to give you is five easy cocktails that are just two ingredients, and one of them is going to be tequila. And everything I'm going to have today is going to be brought to you as a drink by Corrido Tequila. And this is one that I feel is a real sleeper. This brand is amazing. Their tequila is really good. It's coming from the Highlands. Their new master distiller is Oscar Vasquez. He does a phenomenal job. And they've got a great high proof, a great Blanco, a great Añejo and Reposado. And this Añejo is actually known as a Symphony Barrel. And I'll be doing a video pretty soon that explains what that is and a review of these tequilas. But I wanted to use them today because this is a great additive-free Highland tequila that is made that you can drink it straight and sip it like I do, but you also can put together some great, you know, two-ingredient cocktails for people. So the first one I'm going to bring you is one of my absolute favorite cocktails to make. The first one is just a regular Paloma, just squirt. And tequila is really all you need. I brought this to you in my 1980s Spuds McKenzie mug. It's a great glass to drink out of. Just a little bit of 2 ounces, you know, of a nice Blanco and a little bit of squirt with some nugget ice. And man, you talk about a thirst quencher and a great drink to share with people. This is a great one. If you want to add a little lime, it just spices it up as a Paloma a little better. But for me, this is the way I drink it. Phenomenal. All right. Now, the next one I'm going to bring you is one that I like to do when people come over and just give them a nice 2 ounce pour of tequila and a 2 ounce pour of this. Reposado and some straight pineapple juice and my favorite agave piña cup. This is a great mug for someone to drink out of. And this is a real easy one. It's actually, pineapple juice is a great chaser if you're drinking shots and you really want something that's going to sweeten it up and make it not burn. This is a great juice to do that with. But since we don't do that around here, we don't do shots, we drink tequila the way it's supposed to be drank, either in a nice cocktail or sipped neat. This one, you can use a nice Reposado, couple ounces with a couple ounces of straight pineapple juice, a little bit of nugget ice. It's a great sipper. It softens everything up. And your people, when they come over, are going to love this drink. It's easy to drink. It's easy to make. Again, just two ingredients, great tequila and a little bit of pineapple juice. Let's jump to the next one. How about for that person that likes a ranch water, right? Just a little Topo Chico, a little bit of Blanco. You're only just a little bit of lime away from an actual ranch water, but it's a great sipper. It's a great way to kind of cool down for the summertime and have a nice Topo Chico and some great Blanco. Man, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that when it's hot outside. How about the next one? We talked about pineapple juice, but I don't know, man. I think this pineapple soda is even better. So when you can find this Jorritos at the grocery store, at a Mexican grocery store, you can get it online at Amazon if you can't find it where you're at. This pineapple soda is fantastic. And you can splash a little Repo in here or a little high proof, a little bit of Blanco. Personally, I like the high proof in this one because it blasts out some great agave flavors that mix up really good with the pineapple soda. So this is one, again, just a little bit of nugget ice, 2 ounces of tequila, and then fill the glass up with the pineapple soda. It's amazing. It's like sipping sunshine in a glass. I think you'll love it, and so will any of your guests that come over to your bar. One more. I've talked about this one before. This is a great party drink. It's a great drink that keeps you going all night long. How about some tropical Red Bull and some high-proof Corrido tequila in this one? Now, I do the full 8 ounces of the Red Bull, and then I add 4 ounces of a high-proof tequila because you have this Corrido high proof in there mixing with these tropical flavors, a little bit of pineapple, a little bit of mango. It's an awesome, awesome drink for me. I like to kick it up at night. Like say we've already been going and it's getting late. You know, I'm in my 50s, so late's like 7 o'clock at night and I want to try to make it till 10 or 11. I'm going to have me one of these tropical Red Bulls and some high proof tequila and just kick the night off great. Just remember, when you're drinking great tequila, you can can drink it by itself. It's meant to be sipped, it's meant to be shared, and it's meant to be enjoyed. But if you really want to switch it up and have a cocktail, these are quick, easy cocktails where you don't have to have a lot in your fridge. You don't have to have a lot at your bar to make them. If you have that non-tequila drinker that's not into sipping tequila, this is a great group of drinks that you can make for your friends that they'll enjoy the tequila with you. And then the really important thing is the next day, if you're drinking good tequila, like what Oscar Vasquez makes here with Corrido, you're not going to wake up with a horrible hangover. Good tequila makes you feel good the next day. Keep checking out my videos. Like, comment. If you've got a special cocktail that you like to make at your bar with your friends, mention it down in the comments. And if there's a tequila that you'd like to see me review or talk about, or a brand that you'd like to see an interview done on my channel, just message that in the comments and I'll see if I can make it happen. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a great night.